My name is Mariana.
And I'm a parish official guide for the parish of Medjugorje. And I will be with you for the next few days, trying to help organizing things and also with some explanations. But I always say it is Our Lady who is guiding all of us. If only I was a guide, we wouldn't go far, that's for sure. That's why we always say it is Our Lady who is guiding us. If I can do something to help to make this pilgrimage better, I will do my best. We are so happy to have Father Peter with us. I always like to remind everybody of the importance of priests. Church has been under attack, especially nowadays. And many times when people talk about priests, they talk all kinds of things. But you know what Our Lady said about priests. Our Lady said that the greatest blessing that you can receive here on earth is the blessing from priests. She says that even when she is blessing us, it is only a motherly blessing. But she says when a priest is blessing you, it is my son Jesus who is blessing you. So you see, I don't know if you can imagine and understand how important the priests are to us. Without them, no sacraments for us, no church. So remember, especially in this pilgrimage, to pray for all the priests that you know, and in this case, especially for Father Peter, who is with us in these days. And of course, he will make himself available many times for the confessions. So pray for him, that the God gives him strength. And as I said, for all the other priests that you know. Okay, I'm going to speak a little bit now about the program here in Medjugorje. Those of you who have been here before, you know more or less how it looks like. And you also know that sometimes it's a little bit unpredictable. I'm going to explain why is it unpredictable. For example, it depends a lot upon the weather. If we plan, you know that there are hills here to climb. If we plan to climb the hill and it starts raining, we will postpone the climb because it gets dangerous, it gets slippery. For example, visionaries. I just heard that the visionary even left Medjugorje. He won't be here for a week. When he comes back, if he says, I'm going to meet the pilgrims, of course we will change our schedule and we will adjust our schedule to meet him. Of course, if there will be some other activities in the parish, we will try to adjust our program to that. So we are really doing our best to organize, to take the most out of this pilgrimage. I always say that the program consists of three parts, and all three parts are equally important. So the first part of the program is the church program, the program of the parish. The second part of the program is the program that we will do together as a group of 49 people. The third part of the program is your own free time. I always say all three parts are equally important. So I will explain every part of the program. The church program, whenever there is a church program, there is something in the church, we will try not to organize anything else so that you have this opportunity to participate in the program in the church. So every morning, you will have a mass in Cantonese. Most of the days, the mass in Cantonese will be in the chapel. Yeah, not the church like this morning, but the mass in Cantonese will be in the chapel. Later, I will show you where that is. But there is, in the afternoon, something that is called an evening program. So we will make sure that everything that we do, we finish before the evening program starts. So that is why we will always have very early dinner or late lunch. The reason for that is to finish it before the dinner, before the evening program starts. So that is why every evening the dinner will be 4 to 5. Because the program here starts at 6. Now, the evening program is very important because it's a direct response to Our Lady's call. Basically, we say that Our Lady wanted this program. And I'm going to explain this now to you. Our Lady is asking us to pray the rosary every day. She said that the rosary is a very powerful prayer and a powerful weapon against Satan. She says, pray it every day. Joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mystery. So, from 6 to 7 p.m., every day we pray joyful and sorrowful mysteries. At 7 p.m., it is International Holy Mass. You've been here last evening and you've seen how it goes. Even though you've been to your language morning Mass, we are all invited to participate in the evening Mass. Every group participates in his own language Mass in the morning, but we all unite together to the evening Mass, and that's why it's called International Mass. And, of course, you can take the Holy Communion a second time. We call it International Mass, but basically you can only hear Croatian language. So by tonight, you all need to learn Croatian. I'm just checking if you're listening. And there is an English translation. The translation starts when the Mass starts. So the rosary is from 6 to 7. Don't look for the translation from 6 to 7. The rosary is said in many different languages and you will understand when to respond. 7 o'clock when the Mass starts, you can look for the channel 1 for the translation. Our Lady gave us a few practical advice regarding the Holy Mass. She said, never go to the Holy Mass unprepared. Can you imagine that Our Lady said that? Don't go to the Mass unprepared. She said that those moments when Jesus comes to be with us are so precious that we need to prepare ourselves for them. So basically, this prayer of the Rosary from 6 to 7 is a preparation for the Mass. She also said, before the Mass, invoke the Holy Spirit. So you will notice that when the rosary finishes tonight, this evening, look for the translation, look for the channel 1. And you will hear also the translation of this prayer to the Holy Spirit. That's how we prepare for the Mass. You also know that there are 3 visionaries of Medjugorje that still experience daily apparitions of Our Lady. So still, Our Lady is appearing to these 3 ever since 1981, every day. Iva, Vitska, and Maria, those 3 people. The moment of the apparition is around 20 to 7 p.m., which means during the prayer of the rosary. They don't have to be here in the church ground, the visionaries. But here, we always mark that moment by silence. You will see that tonight. Around 20 to 7, we stop the prayer of the rosary. We kneel down. And that is how, in silence, we mark the moment of the apparition. In those moments, you need to know that Our Lady is appearing to these 3 people, regardless of, no matter where they are. They don't have to be here. But here, as I said, we mark that moment. What is important to do in that moment? As they say, it's important to open your hearts and present all your intentions to Our Lady, and she will present everything to her Son, Jesus. So the prayer of the rosary from 6 to 7 is not only preparation for the Mass, but it is also a preparation for the moment of the apparition. Because the visionaries themselves, they are preparing themselves to this encounter with Our Lady by prayer. Even if they are not here, wherever they are, they pray the rosary at the same time when we pray the rosary here, and we all mark the moment of the apparition. Once Our Lady said to them, if you had to choose between coming to see me, between the apparition and the Holy Mass, always choose the Holy Mass because that is more important. During the Holy Mass, Jesus comes to stay with us, as Our Lady said. So even she says, put God in the center. Our Lady never said, put me in the center. She says, put God in the center of your life. That is why we have the Holy Mass as the center of the evening program. After the Holy Mass, we have one more hour of prayer. Why do we have one more hour of prayer? Who was here last year? Can you answer? Why do we have one more hour of prayer? Just keep trying to keep you awake. Our Lady said, never end, never finish your prayer without thanking Jesus. She even recommends to stay as long as we can after Mass in those moments in silence with Jesus. Very often, as soon as the priest says the final blessing, we are already at the church door. You know, no, that's wrong. She says those moments are so precious that we should really try to stay as much as we can. Of course, sometimes the circumstances do not allow us to do so. But if we can, we need to stay. So where do we pray after Mass? You will see when the priest gives the final blessing, people are not leaving. Everybody kneels down, and then we start the traditional prayer from this area. The Creed, seven Our Fathers, seven Hail Marys, and seven Glory Bees. I don't know if you heard of this prayer. It was prayed in Medjugorje even before the apparitions of Our Lady. And when Our Lady appeared, children one time prayed this prayer during the apparition, and Our Lady liked it, and she said to them to continue. So that's why we have it after every evening Mass in the church. Some of you have seen, especially those of you who've been here before, those rosary beads. Does anybody have it? So this is it. These rosary beads are a little bit different than the ordinary ones. The ordinary ones are like this. So these are the ordinary ones. Five mysteries. You pray the Creed. And then you pray Our Father and then Hail Mary for five times. This is the ordinary rosary bead, which Our Lady recommends to pray every day. But this is something that is called Rosary for Peace, or Medjugorje Rosary. We pray after evening Mass, and I say it's a little bit shorter. So it's a perfect for people who are starting to pray. This is the first thing which Our Lady asked to us. First she asked for this rosary, and then after a while she asked for that rosary, the ordinary one. She's a mom, she knows how we are. If she suggested that one immediately, maybe we would have said, no, it's too much. So she started with a little bit. So if you know somebody who is just starting, it's a perfect prayer to start with. And of course, or on any other occasion, but especially when you are starting. So we pray Creed, and there are seven times Creed beads. Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be. Seven times. Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be. So we call it the Rosary for Peace or Medjugorje Rosary. Of course, you can offer it for any intention. But we especially pray for peace and Our Lady's intention on this one. Who gave it to you? So this prayer we pray after Mass, after evening Mass. After this prayer, there is always blessing of religious articles. Why do we have blessing of religious articles? Another advice of Our Lady. She said we should always have something blessed with us as a sign that we belong to her, but also as a protection. And she says to put those blessed articles into our houses. All the things that you buy, even if it was a cross, a statue, it's not blessed. Because the things that are blessed, you cannot sell. If you sell them, the blessing goes off. So everything that you buy, you need to bring for blessing. And I already told you that the greatest blessing is the blessing by priest blessing. So after these seven Our Fathers, every evening there is a blessing of religious articles. Everything you buy, bring it for blessing. Rosary beads, crosses, even water. But, for example, if you buy something last minute, and you don't have time to come here for the blessing, what do you do? Even on the plane, Father can bless everything. So it is the same blessing. A priest's blessing is the Jesus blessing. I know everybody wants, of course, a blessing from Medjugorje. That's all right. You can do that. But just have in mind that even if you buy something last minute or somewhere else, it is still the same blessing by a priest. It's important that things you get them blessed. After the blessing, we have prayers for healing of body and of the soul. You just spell out the translation, and these prayers for healing are being translated into English as well. And they are beautiful. Short prayers, but very nice. After every prayer, there is a short song. In many different languages, we say, thank you, Jesus. You will see that tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Merci, Jesus. Manco. No, manco. How do you say? In many languages, we say thank you, Jesus. So between these short prayers, always a song of thanksgiving. And one priest explained this to us, and he said, actually, the prayers of healing are the prayers of thanksgiving. He said, actually, when we are thanking Jesus, Jesus is healing us. We always ask, Jesus, give me this, Jesus, give me that. But he says, when you are thanking Jesus, he's also healing you. So, these prayers are beautiful. In Medjugorje, so far, we have about 600 physical healings that are documented in the parish archives. Can you imagine? Around 600. Documents for analysis, before and after healing. But can you imagine how many, how much more? Yes?
Are those of you who want some days Father Peter will make himself available for the confessionals in Cantonese. Confessions officially starts at 6, which means when the evening program in the church starts, the confession starts. Time to for the Angelus. You can all stand up.
Adoration. Another answer to Our Lady's call. She said, "Dear children, fall in love. I desire that you fall in love with my Son Jesus in the most blessed sacrament of the altar." That is why we have Eucharistic adoration, because Our Lady said that. And she said, "I'm always there with you when you are adoring my Son in the blessed sacrament." So three times a week, we have Eucharistic adoration here in the church. On Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m. So it will be tonight. Whenever the weather is good, like yesterday, today, the whole program will be outside. And my advice, attend this program as much as you can. Everything. That's why we won't try to... We will try not to keep you too busy so that when you come to the evening program, you are sleeping, you know. So we will have activities during the day, but also you will also have time to attend the evening program. So tonight we will end around 11 p.m. because the adoration is at 11.
Thank you.
on Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m. On Thursdays, since Thursday is the day when we remember the institution of the Eucharist, it will be immediately after Mass. On Fridays, we have after Mass here, we have veneration of the cross, prayer before the cross. Because Our Lady said, pray before the cross from which great graces come. That is why we pray before the cross. So I'm sure that you couldn't remember all of these details. That is why every day, during the dinner time usually, or when we are all gathered together, I will present the program for the following day. So that's why we make program one day before. I know you can't remember everything now for the... And I always leave the program in the hotel. Did you see what I left for today? I think most of you now have smartphones. And I've seen many people taking pictures of the program. So in that way, you can always have the program with you. So this is the church program. Now I'm going to speak a little bit about our group program. You all know that the word Medjugorje means between the hills. Medjugorje, between the hills. There are two hills in Medjugorje that we climb. One is called the Apparition Hill. It is the place where Our Lady appeared for the first time in 1981. When we climb that hill, we pray Our Lady's favorite prayer, which is the Rosary. Another hill, we call it the Cross Mountain. It's a little bit higher than the first one. And when we climb that one, we pray the Way of the Cross. I don't know if there is somebody in the group who is not able to climb, but we don't. To climb the hills, it's not an obligation. It's not necessary. You have to know that many people that come to Medjugorje are sick. Just last week, actually, we had a retreat for the people with disabilities. And there were more than 2,000 people with disabilities in Medjugorje. And Our Lady says always, pray especially for the sick. And the visionaries, when Our Lady appears to them, many times they said she prayed over the sick people. So that's why I'm telling you, if somebody is not able to climb the hill, that is not... You are not being excluded from some grace, you know. Our Lady, Father Slavko used to say, for some people sacrifice is to climb, for some people sacrifice is not to climb. We all have opportunity to meet with Our Lady and her Son Jesus through the prayer. And there are places that you can visit even if you can't climb the hills. To go up the small hill, it takes to go up and down 2 to 3 hours. Let's say 2 hours. The small hill. The big mountain, it's 3 to 4 hours to go up and down. For people who can't climb the mountain for the Way of the Cross, there are the stations of the Way of the Cross, the low stations close to the church here. I'll show you later. So still you can pray the Way of the Cross. For people who can't climb the Apparition Hill, we will visit a place called the Blue Cross, which is at the base of the hill, and it's part of the hill, and it's a place of many apparitions of Our Lady. In that way, you will be able to feel the atmosphere of the hill without climbing. I would like to know, is there somebody who can't climb the hill? Can you raise your hands? Okay, we will see how it goes. Anyway, we first we will visit the Blue Cross. From the Blue Cross, you will see how the hill looks like. You will already have an idea how it is. Then we will visit Apparition Hill, which is a smaller hill. So if somebody really finds it hard to climb the Apparition Hill, of course you will know not to climb the big hill. So we will go step by step. If there will be some visionary stalk or some free stalk. We will put that into our program as well. So far, I know that tomorrow we will probably meet the visionary Yaakov, the youngest one. That's for now. We will see if there will be any other. What else are we going to do together as a group? We will visit some communities. We will visit Chinakolo community or Senakol community. It is the community of the former drug addicts. And we usually visit them to hear their testimony. Life before the community and life in the community now. It is always very interesting, even though if somebody was here before, it's always interesting to hear these testimonies. Then we will visit a Canadian couple called Nancy and Patrick. Patrick usually shares the testimony of his conversion, and it's very interesting and good to hear. They live in a castle. It sounds interesting. But that place is actually a place where it's a retreat for priests and religious. Then probably we will visit one nun called Sister Emmanuel. So these are, let's say, the basic things that we usually do. A few times we will go out from Medjugorje for our mass. One time we will go to Mostar. That is the biggest town in this area. We usually visit the Franciscan church there for the Holy Mass for our group. And we also visit the old town, which is a touristic place. But close to the church, so because of that we do both things. It's a nice place. Another place where we will go is called Tihalina. It's the parish of St. Elijah. It's about 40 minutes outside of Medjugorje. When we go there, we usually go for our consecration mass. There is a beautiful statue of Our Lady. And we usually bring the roses to Our Lady and do our consecration there. So if there will be some extra things in the program, we will let you know. The third part of the program is your free time. I personally think that the free time is very important. Not only for shopping, but also for shopping, of course. Many people, for example, if we have a very busy schedule, I sometimes see people running to the shops because they are not aware they will have enough time later. But we always organize the program in a way that you have enough time for this as well. Also, you have to know that wherever we go with a group, we have to think as a group, not as one person. And then, because of that, we need to respect the schedule. And the time is always limited. For example, we go to the hill, and I tell you we will stay here 10 minutes. Of course, somebody will feel, oh, 10 minutes is not enough. I want to stay longer. I feel this place is so good. I want to stay longer. And it's all right to feel like that. But we need to respect the schedule and go back on time. And every person will find his own favorite place here. So that's why we try to give you some free time, that you can go back to visit that place and stay as much as you want. So please respect the schedule, and we will do our best to give you some free time that you can visit and go back to certain places that you want. Um, Most of the time we will be using bus, like this morning. The bus brings us here, and then the bus takes us back. But sometimes, especially if you are alone, or if you want to go again to a certain place, or you don't want to wait for the bus, you can use taxis. One taxi costs you 5 euros. And this covers 4 people. So if you are going somewhere, you can share the cost. I don't think it's expensive. So 5 euro, it's one way. As I said, the free time is really important. So when there is free time, don't think, I don't have it. No, there's nothing on the program today. There is always something on the program. That is basically why we are doing this orientation tour today. To show you the places that you can visit on your own. Me as a guide, I make introduction to the places. I tell you the story. But of course, you would want to have your own personal experience. Especially here in the church ground, there are many places that you can visit. And there are many places of silent prayer. That's why very often you will see sign silencio, Latin word. It means silence, of course. Just a few technical information before we go around and before I start showing you these places. I already mentioned taxis. That's one thing. Second thing is the currency. The country is called Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we have our local currency, which is called convertible mark, KM. We joke about it, we say kilometers. How many kilometers? The good news is that you don't have to exchange your money. They will accept euro. They will even accept Canadian dollars. But most of the places, euro. And even you will find the prices written in euros. So you don't even have to convert. You don't have to think. But just for your orientation, 1 euro is approximately 2 km. The water here is safe to drink. The tap water. It's warm. Even if you don't feel thirsty, I always say this to people, always have a bottle of water with you. Small sips of water every now and then. Because when you feel thirsty, it's the first sign of your dehydration. So don't wait for that. We will be walking a lot. We will be climbing. We will try to avoid the heat and do these things very early in the morning. So if I tell you 5 a.m., don't say, no, we know it's too early. Trust me, it's better to get up earlier than to climb in the heat. Because this heat can really be dangerous. So that's why we are really trying to adjust our program to the weather as well. Water, sun protection. I know Chinese people are good in this, so I don't have to tell you about this. No, you are better than us. I see, for example, other cultures, different. I've seen, for example, Irish people. They have very fair skin like I do, but they don't put any protection, so they burn. So when I work with the Irish, I really have to tell them, be careful, you know, just to remind them. So that's why I'm used to reminding people of these things. Another thing, medications. Many people come to Medjugorje. It's a place of grace, a place of many healings. And people say, God will heal me. I don't need my medications. No, don't do that. As one of my colleagues said, God can heal you if you are on your medications as well. But you need to be obedient to your doctor until the doctor says, you are good now, you don't have to take them anymore. You have to listen to doctor's advice. That's one thing. Second thing is, carry around only a daily dose. Because if you lose your medications, we can guarantee you that we have the same product here. It's different product, different medication. So carry around only a daily dose, what you need for that day, if you are taking some medications. Also, unfortunately, here in Medjugorje, we have pickpockets. People get scandalized, you know. They say, oh, I can't believe I was robbed in Medjugorje. Most of the people, I would say 99%, come here to pray. There is still this 1%, even maybe less, but still a few people that come and want to take advantage of Christ in a bad way. So for those people, they don't care if it's the mass or many people, you know, you are in the mass, close your eyes, and for them it's a perfect opportunity to steal. And then people say, I can't believe I was robbed in the mass. But when a person comes here with one intention, not to pray, but to steal, for him it's the same. Is it the mass or not the mass? So always be careful. My advice is, don't carry a big amount of money around with you. I don't want to frighten you with this. I just want you to know this. You can be more relaxed if you know these things. And don't. If you're carrying a lot of money, of course, you are always like this. So even your passports, we always suggest to leave the passports in the hotel. These name badges can also be very useful, as they are not official document, but they are one kind of identification. There are some phone numbers on them, just in case. You know, people can recognize you. People from here, if they see, you know, they will maybe look for the information office and they will see somebody from your group. You know, they know I'm with Chinese people, you know. So it's always good to have some identification with you. I think, as I said, this is not an official document, but it's still very useful. While I'm talking, do you have any questions for me? So far, everything is... Okay. In case you have some petitions, prayer intentions, there is only one place here where you can leave those prayer petitions. I will let you know that as well. So, now it's 12:20. You can still stay seated, but now we are starting our tour. You know, we will visit the places here. First, this yellow building. We are not going there because it's usually closed. They open it if there is a talk. Sometimes, if the weather is bad, for example, it starts raining, and last minute they choose to move the mass in the church, not outside. And you come to the mass, it's packed, you can't go in. They open this building, there's a big screen, and you can be there for the mass if it's raining in there as well. For other occasions, for example, tomorrow, Yakov, the visionary Yakov, will give a talk only for English-speaking pilgrims in the Yellow Hall after English Mass. So some of the talks for English pilgrims will be inside. Inside there is a beautiful painting of Our Lady. Just remember, once you are inside, at the left side of where he stands and speaks is that painting of Our Lady. In the beginning, in the first years, as children were trying to explain how Our Lady looks like, there were many artists that tried to paint Our Lady. Many sculptors that tried to make sculptures. And all those paintings that they were bringing to the children, to ask, does Our Lady look like this? The children were saying, no, Our Lady is much more beautiful. They say that's the beauty they can't describe. That's the beauty that doesn't exist here on earth. But once Maria, one of the visionaries, that's the one, she said, okay, if I really have to choose one out of all these paintings, and say which one looks like mostly to the Our Lady that we see, it is this one. So she choose one, and that one is in the yellow building. So just remember, when they speak about how Our Lady looks like, they say that's the beauty they can't describe. She has a long gray dress. She has a white veil. Under the veil, they see one stray of hair, a piece of hair. I don't know what's the word. It seems a little bit wavy, not curly, but wavy. It's black. They say she has blue eyes. She has rosy cheeks. She has a crown of 12 stars. They say they never saw her feet. She's always standing on a cloud. But they say, well, once somebody told me, gray dress? But gray is a sad color. How come Our Lady has a gray dress? But the visionaries explained, those colors are not like our colors. They say it's all different. Even the light that accompanies Our Lady is so different that that does not exist here on earth. When she speaks, they say her voice is like a melody, something that they cannot explain, describe. And once they asked her, how come that you are so beautiful? And she said, I am beautiful because I love. So one priest said to us, he was joking, Croatian priest, they always joke. He said, so you see, you ladies, you pray harder and you won't need makeup. Okay, what you can see from here behind you is the outside altar. As I already mentioned, whenever the weather is good, the whole evening program is here. So when you come at 6 for the rosary, you come here. There are about 5,000 places to sit in these benches. But can you imagine, for the youth festival, first week of August, we get 50,000 young people. So the places for sit are not that important for us. But still, if you come on time for the rosary, you will find place to sit. You can see that our lady, that image on the screen at the right and the left side of the altar. That is the image which Maria said it looks like Our Lady of that they see. But you will find this image in the yellow hall.